such preparedness guidelines. Over 1 million people flooded the CDC website, causing it to temporarily crash. It was a brilliant way to inform the general public how to prepare for disasters such as floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, etc., and everyone congratulated the Assistant Surgeon General for being so clever or imaginative. Or was he? The truth was, as we found out after it was too late, that the CDC was well aware of several confidential Japanese reports of aberrant and violent behavior exhibited by people in 11 different countries who had eaten seafood contaminated by the radiation. The exportation of the tainted seafood was quickly halted, and the reports referred to the victims as being contained. But there was some disturbingly ambivalent language as to whether these people had been deceased before or after the violent behavior. No other details were offered, but it was enough to raise a lot of red flags. Through unofficial channels, rumors leaked out that 23 people who had been pronounced dead made seemingly miraculous comebacks, only they weren't themselves after regaining consciousness. Actually, it was debatable whether or not they were truly conscious at all, as they were like automatons that did nothing but try to bite and claw anyone and everyone in reach. They were acting just like, well, like zombies. Everything was then quiet on the zombie front for almost a year, until the first cases surfaced in the United States, in Peekskill, New York, to be exact, although no one knew what to make of them at first. But before I chronicled the events of the worldwide apocalypse that brought civilization to its knees, I should let you know something about the chronicler, me, Rebecca Truesdale, a.k.a. Bex, or Trues, depending upon who you ask, although there are far too few people left to ask these days. Shooting Roosevelts. People talk about their lives in terms of BZA and AZA, before and after the zombie apocalypse. There's not a lot worth telling about my life BZA, but there are four things worth noting, things that helped keep me alive when the worst hit. I grew up in Nyack, New York, overlooking the beautiful Hudson River about 20 miles north of Manhattan. My parents, Grace and Harry Truesdale, adopted me when I was a baby. My birth parents were their best friends, importers who lived in California who were killed in a car accident. Grace and Harry were antiques dealers with a shop just off Main Street, and some of my earliest memories are of buying trips. Several times a month, we went down to the city and up to every small town on both sides of the river as far north as Albany. By the time I was in the fifth grade, I could probably have drawn a map of all the highways and byways in the Hudson Valley that would have rivaled anything Rand McNally produced. We also had a boat and would take excursions up and down the river on lazy, hot summer days, as well as crisp autumn weekends when the rich foliage framed the river in brilliant colors. When I was in high school, I used to load my bicycle onto the boat, find some shoreline upriver near a road, then cycle through quaint villages, past stately mansions, and through rambling parks. In other words, I knew the river and the river towns like the back of my hand. Knowledge which I'm sure must have saved my life more times than I can remember. The second thing that saved my bacon from being eaten by zombies was my medical training. I was a nurse at the hospital in Nyack, but had been attending medical school part-time. In fact, I was within just a few months of graduating when the undead excrement hit the fan. Just my luck. As fate would also have it, I was particularly interested in tropical diseases and parasites. The interest arose after a spring break trip to Mexico when I was in college. At the time, my agonizing bout with Montezuma's Revenge did not seem fortuitous, but it did spark my research into those insidious little organisms that invade people's intestines, lungs, eyes, nervous systems, and anything else they can sink their tiny teeth into. I became so fascinated by parasites that I took a second job in Westchester at a private research facility. It was a state-of-the-art lab called Pargentech, and among its many projects was one trying to genetically alter certain parasites so they would lose their ability to infect human hosts.